Michael, tell us your perspective on that. First, let's start with that first half against Peyton Manning and the fact that Bill Belichick, as you talked about last week on the show, was writing a complete new script, a complete new playbook against the Colts, and it seemed to be causing great problems for the Colts. What was the turnaround as you watched that game unfold in the first half?
Well, I just heard a little bit of what Lynn said, and you know, as I watched the game, you were thinking this is another great performance, another great coaching job by Bill Belichick, and then they're doing everything that they need to do to keep Peyton Manning off balance, to disrupt that Colts offense. But when you look back at it, wow. I mean, the Colts never quit. They were very resilient. And they kept their focus. They kept on chugging along. And that's the type of effort that you need. It's very, very hard. I mean, being at home definitely helps me. Home crowd behind you, cheering you. But when you're losing the way they were losing, it's hard for the crowd even to get behind you. For those guys to hang in there against that Belichick defense and then do what they did and to come back was really a pleasure to watch. And unfortunately, a lot for the New England fans, but it really was a pleasure to watch. And it just shows that, you know, a Tony Dungy coach team, they're going to keep on fighting to the end, and I think that's what's going to make the Super Bowl so exciting, and I'm just happy for Tony Dungy that team was able to withstand what they went through in that first half and come out with the victory at the end.